From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Well, the old rule, there is no crying in baseball, wasn't in effect Thursday night in Washington, D.C. at the annual Congressional Baseball Game. The event, held this year at Nationals Park, home of the Major League Washington Nationals, was an emotional affair, coming a day after a gunman opened fire at the Republican team practice, wounding four. VOA's Catherine Gibson was at the game.
We're seeing record attendance numbers for this game. You know, usually it gets a very healthy amount of attendance from the Washington, D.C. area because the money from the tickets goes to support three charities. But now with all of the increased attention after the shooting, incredible number of people here at the game tonight.
Congressman Steve Scalise, who was supposed to be playing second base for the Republican team, was instead lying in a hospital bed after being critically wounded in the hip. Both teams gathered on the field and kneeled in prayer for his recovery. President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to give America's Cuba policy its second major change in 3 years during an appearance in Miami. Reviving the Cold War goal of starving Cuba's communist system of cash. Stopping short of a complete turnabout, Trump will announce a revised policy aimed at stopping the flow of U.S. dollars to the country's military and security services while maintaining diplomatic relations and allowing U.S. airlines and cruise ships to continue service to the island. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week as the benchmark 30-year rate rebounded from a seven-month low, according to the mortgage firm Freddie Mac. You're listening to VOA.